You've probably heard what's going on in the construction industry these days.
Breaking today, new numbers, new troubles in the real estate market. Construction of single-family homes fell to the lowest level since 1991.
Construction numbers are down for the month of December. That is the third month in a row we've seen that. Total spending dropped by...
But in the middle of all that bad news, there might be one bright spot.
We've actually been expanding quite a bit. I guess it's one of the only times that I've heard of where that's the case.
That's architect Brad Hardin. He got interested in reusing building materials pretty early in his career. He likes the way the old stuff looks, and he likes the idea of saving resources. And he hates the tens of millions of tons of construction waste that get tossed into landfills every year. But actually getting his hands on used materials so he could, you know, reuse them, that turned out to be a real pain in the butt.
You know, you'll be literally going out to somebody's yard and, you know, getting rained on or sorting through somebody's basement. It was really kind of a hit and miss process.
A big part of the problem was simple logistics. Okay, so imagine you're knocking down an old house to build a new one. You'd like to sell off whatever pieces of the old building you could. But how do you find someone to buy all that stuff? And where do you store it while you look for a buyer? And how do you ship everything? Harry Giles is a professor of green architecture at the University of Michigan. He says most developers don't want to bother with all that hassle. In the end, they usually just end up bulldozing everything. Giles says that's because there's no real secondhand market for used construction materials, not like there is in a lot of other industries.
If you take the car industry, a lot of it is geared around the reuse of materials. Not just, you know, taking a car and crushing it, but, you know, taking it apart and finding useful components on it.
You know, like a salvage yard. And that was the problem Hardin wanted to solve, how to create a secondhand market for spare building parts. He figured if he could do that, reusing building materials could actually end up profitable. So last year he started a company called Planet Reuse. The company's website acts as kind of a Craigslist just for reclaimed building materials. Buyers and sellers can find each other on the net, and Planet Reuse tests all materials to make sure they're up to code. That way, the buyer doesn't end up with, say, 8 tons of rotten planking. And Planet Reuse arranges all the shipping. They try to hook up sellers to nearby buyers. That saves money and fuel. By removing these basic barriers, Hardin says his buyers save about 20% compared to buying new. And Planet Reuse, they still make a profit. And it's also a start to reducing those millions of tons of landfill waste. So what kind of stuff does he sell on the site?
Well, how much time do we have? I mean, literally everything you can almost imagine. We've dealt with structural steel, wood cladding, doors, flooring, ceilings.
It turns out there's money in just about everything you can salvage from a building. Harry Giles says that cash is the key to cutting down waste.
So if people see that it's a lucrative business to actually salvage materials, that will drive it much faster than, you know, concern for the environment.
And it's not just buildings. Remember President Obama's inauguration stage? Well, that got torn down, and Planet Reuse is trying to get the pieces to New Orleans. They'll be used to rebuild houses damaged by Hurricane Katrina. It's just one more way for Planet Reuse to try to prove that you can do good, be green, and make a little money, too. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.